Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to have you. Looks like Greg is already here. Good to see you, man. Today we are talking, I don't think I titled it really well, which sucks because I'm really excited to talk with you guys about what we're doing. Today we are going to talk about commercial versus residential, but really just all the different opportunities available to us in the cleaning business, whether it's move in, move out, Airbnbs, you know, turns, construction cleanup, residential, commercial, all that good stuff, because it has such a big, who we work with or who we choose to work with, and that's key, is who we choose to work with is such a big deal when it comes to the success of our business. And people, we talk about it so little. So I really want to jump into that and help you guys. So the problem is we all want to grow really fast, but there's so much information out there about, oh, you should do this, or it's all about that, or residential or commercial or carpet cleaning, or like I said, you know, move in, move out. So there's all this information about what quote unquote the best is. And we just don't know what's the best to get to our goal. So we're going to sort all that out hopefully today on this. All right. I think I'm back. I think I lost everybody. I'm so sorry. I've got what I thought was good internet, but we lost you. Anyway, I think I'm back. So what I was talking about is today we're going to talk about how to grow as fast as possible with all the kind of bad information or misinformation, or just all the information there is about what customers. And we were talking about if you've got a ladder, and I'm teaching you how to climb it faster, but you get to the top and you realize that the ladder was leaned against the wrong wall. We just got you the wrong place faster. And that can happen if you don't know who your customer is. You get really good at attracting the wrong customer or serving the wrong customer. It can just be devastating to your business. So we're going to talk about how to not waste all your time and your efforts and your ability and your life force and your passion on the wrong things, which will cause you to stay stuck. So the biggest misconception here that we need to get, hey, Daisy, good to have you, sister, is the quickest way to grow is to just have as many types of customers as possible. So I should do commercial and residential and construction cleanup and carpets and floors and whatever. The more, you know, the more opportunities to make money, the better. The reality is the quickest way to go broke is to dabble in something that your competitors are experts in. I'm going to say that again. The quickest way to go broke is to dabble, do something part-time that your smarter, better, faster competitors, that's all they do, right? The reason I do so well in this little universe with my I Am Cleaning Nation shirt is all we do is at this point is help owners of cleaning companies, right? So it's really hard for other coaches that are like, sure, I help just businesses or life coaches or soccer coaches or whatever types of coaches. Really hard for them to compete with me when all I do all day long is help owners of cleaning companies. And I can say, I believe I'm the best in the world at helping owners of cleaning companies because that's all I do, right? Find someone else that's personally talked to hundreds of owners of cleaning companies this year. I don't know any of them, right? And I'm sure they exist, but it's just a huge deal. So we want to give you that same thing. And so try competing with me if you're just a quote unquote business coach. It's going to be a son of a gun, right? So same thing with you. If you just help owners of car dealerships, or you just help property managers, you just help single moms or retired people or families with pets or whatever the heck you do, you can be the best in the world at that. And it makes it so hard to compete with you. However, if you do a little bit of everything for everybody, the people that do focus are going to make it brutal to compete with them. So you want to be on the winning end of that stick, not on the bad end. Another belief that'll absolutely hold you down, and I fight this every day with people that we serve, is it doesn't cost me anything to have the wrong customers. You don't understand, Mike. Sure, I've got residential and I've got commercial and I've got this, but it really doesn't cost me anything to, you know, they take care of themselves. They don't take any time. But the reality is all that we really have at the end of the day, Friday says, tell it. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, man. Friday's one of our elite members who also happens to be just a very cool guy. At the end of the day, all we have is our time. And successful people know that we value our time more than anything else in the world, right? Poor people think money's super valuable and their time is worthless. Wealthy people know that money will come and go, but our time never comes back. Once we invest time, it never comes back. It always goes. Money we can invest and have it come back with friends. Time we can invest and get more time later, right? So any as a business owner, really all we have is our focus, our time, our ability to serve, and we can't be everything to everybody. And if we try to, we're just going to be a poor job. So find a small group of people that you can really be transformative for, and not only will you get rich, but you can serve at a much deeper level. So really start valuing your time. Another kind of corollary to that that is not going to serve you is every customer that gives me money, or more, first of all, some people, there's two levels to this. One is awful, awful, awful. One's just bad. So the awful, awful one was, is anyone that gives me money is a good customer. The reality is, not all the time, but I'd say 1 in 10, maybe more, maybe 2 in 10 of the folks that we coach, when we go over there, one of the first things we do is assess their customer profitability, make sure that they're profitable on every customer, not just overall. And I'd say periodically, we'll find people that are actually literally writing a check for the privilege of cleaning something. They'll say, Harjuan says, hello from Harrison. Hello, good to have you. They literally is costing them more to clean the building than they're receiving. So obviously that's not only not a good customer, that's not a customer. You're their customer, right? They're paying, you're paying them. You should be getting something, but you're paying them for the privilege to clean. That one's obvious, but a lot of people think, well, as long as they pay me more than it costs, right? So say, you know, obviously I was talking about like, if you got a $500 account and it cost you $600 in payroll, obviously that's a real bad scene. But we have stuff where maybe we are profitable, right? Maybe we've got $500 in income and only $200 or $300 in payroll. So we're like, that's a good customer, right? We're making money. The reality is it really depends on a lot of things, and money is like one of 10. So first of all, how much bandwidth they take. One of my millionaire mastermind clients, he shall rename nameless. You're in Idaho, you know who you are, had a kind of a one-time construction cleanup type job, and it wasn't profitable, but that wasn't the big problem of it. Even had it been profitable, it took so much of his time and focus and his bandwidth. If he spent 3 months with that, Greg says, is anyone having a difficult time hearing Mike? Volume is max and can hardly hear him. Hopefully you guys can hear me. I'm speaking up. Andrew, welcome to the house. If you guys are having trouble hearing me, let me know. If you hear great, let me know. I think everything looks like it's okay on my end. So hopefully it's just Greg. Anyway, all that to say, that bandwidth is huge, right? If you're serving the wrong customers, even though it feels like, well, that guy doesn't take any time, this guy doesn't take any time, it can really slow you down. Second, it could be stupid stuff we might even think of, like if they're seasonal, right? A lot of times we have people like, oh, well, it's just, that's how my life is. My industry or my city is seasonal, right? People move in, they move out. So I just take seasonal customers. The problem is that really is going to hurt your ability to scale, right? If you're constantly hiring a bunch of people in one season and having a bunch of work and having a bunch of money, and then half the year you're firing, you're letting people go, you don't have any work and you're broke, that seasonality can kill you when they pay, right? A lot of customers, Andrew says, audio is good. I'm going to trust it. Hopefully we're good. Sorry, you're having trouble hearing, Greg. When they pay, right? It could be a good customer, but if they're constantly paying late or not paying at all or making you beg for your money, that can absolutely kill your growth. How they make you and your employees feel, right? If you've got a customer, restaurants are perfect at this. Sometimes, you know, a lot of restaurants are 7 days a week. If they have a bar attached to them, they may not close to like 2 in the morning. So you get to close from like 2 in the morning, like 10 in the morning, 7 days a week. That's brutal. That can really be disruptive to hiring good quality employees, right? All of this dictates, right? And I picked up just 3 or 4 that have nothing to do with money, right? Well, I guess if they pay on time has to do with money, but if they're taking a bunch of bandwidth on your time, on your ability to serve, if they pay late, if they make you beg for your money, if they treat you poorly, if the hours just grind you and your employees out, all these things can really keep your ability to scale down. So we got to make sure that we're not just, hey, Veronica, bravo, so good to see you, sister. So we got to kill that belief that just because they have money and they're willing to give it to me, they're a good customer. There's so many things that go into that. So we've got to make sure as we're kind of deciding between commercial, residential, or all the other options, we're not just looking at the finance. And finance is important, like, right? I like money. So I'm not saying there's nothing to money. I'm just saying we can't use it as the only indicator. It's an indicator. All right. Another thing that just, I think, I don't know if people believe this, but they kind of fall into this trap is, well, whatever customers I have are my ideal customers, right? When I talk about niche, like what customers do you want to go attract? Who do you want to serve? And they go, well, I have a bunch of, and they talk about customers they have. The problem is oftentimes the easiest customers to get are the worst customers to have. There's a reason, right? You know, we get that intuitively in dating, right? If the guy or gal that you like seems to just date 1,000 people and has no standards, that's not an attractive thing. But when they're really picky and are very choosy about who they date, that kind of raises their value in the marketplace, so to speak. Same thing with customers, right? If we've got construction cleanup and move in, move outs are probably my favorite, easy to get. And people are like, oh, but they love me. They love you because it's, they're probably not paying you enough. The cash flow is bad. They're churning through cleaners because cleaners get into the business. Those are the easiest ones to get. So they do those contracts and I realize there's no money to be made here and they leave and they're constantly churning. So there can always be a yellow or red flag just because the customer is easy to get. Same with the restaurants, sometimes they're a little easier to get, which is nice. I'm not saying there's no value to that. You just have to go, why are they so easy to get? And you go, oh, it's because, you know, it's there 7 days a week and you got to work at 2 a.m. And if that's something you're willing to solve that problem, then that can be a good thing. But you don't want to just assume anytime a customer is easy to get, you want to kind of be sure that you know why. And the reality is it can be harder to attract the right customers, right? The good customers sometimes have a little more competition for them, but it's so much more profitable. It's not even close. Like it's crazy. Like in real estate, people, they get paid a percentage of the home. And I would think, well, shoot, if I was in real estate, I would just only do $1 million homes, right? Because if you get paid, you know, 5% on $1 million home, that's 50 grand versus 5% on $100,000 homes, only 5 grand. But the work to attract that client might be a little harder, right? More people want the $1 million home than the other, but you get paid 10 times as much. And the work to close the home is very little. It's not 10 times as hard. It might be 2 times as hard. It might only be 20% harder. Same thing with good clients, right? If you have a system and a plan, a client attraction system in place, you can get the clients that you need. So yes, it's harder than nothing, right? Sometimes we just get started and it's like, oh, it's easy to get move in, move out. Or I have 1 or 2 or 3 realtors that give us a bunch of turns and blah, blah, blah. There's a reason they're easy. So yes, it's a little harder to get the right customers, but it makes your whole business more scalable. So really important, we're not looking at just who shows up at my door, right? Just because they show up doesn't mean they're the right customers. And that can absolutely kill your profitability. So really important that one of my millionaire mastermind people's busting my chops in the chat. Does this mean we shouldn't do post-construction cleanups? Yes, my coaching would be not to do post-construction cleanups for so many reasons that we're talking about here. Okay, so remember, just because they're easy to get doesn't mean that you should get them. Just because you can do something in business doesn't mean you should do them. So the next thing we kind of got to cover is people be like, oh no, I have a niche. My niche is residential or my niche is commercial. That's not a niche, right? That is an ocean that has many, 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 many niches in it. Like even within commercial, you might go, okay, fine, I'm medical. Even medical is too big for a niche. Is that hospitals? Is that outpatient surgery? Is that pediatricians? Is that dentists? Is that minute clinics? Is that, there's 1,000 ways to do this. So you want to make sure that when you pick a niche to serve, right, that would be like, oh, my niche is businesses. Or my niche is small businesses. Like that's not really a niche, right? Owners of cleaning companies is a niche. So you want to make sure that when we're picking a niche, it's one or the other. And that's the other thing. So the short version for people that are just like, hey, what's the answer? Commercial, residential. We're going to get to that. There is no answer, right? And we're going to talk about why. But the one answer I can tell you it's not is both, right? A lot of people are like, I'll just do both. I'll start. And we talked about that earlier, like the quickest way. This is such a belief of new entrepreneurs. And it is so insidious because it costs so much time and money. They've got this crazy belief that the more services I offer to the more people, the faster I'll grow. And it's exactly the opposite, right? And they believe that because they're like, well, my customers won't care if I serve other people. Maybe. I mean, your customers aren't going to go, well, if you also clean commercial, you can't clean my house. But I promise they're always asking themselves, are you right for me? And they're asking your competition, are you right for me? And if you're trying to compete with me to get a health club facility, right? And the name of my company is Health Club Facility Cleaning Experts. And the name of your cleaning company is Steve's Cleaning Company. Right off the bat, they care, right? And then you aren't going to know everything I'm going to know about the pains and struggles and efforts and heartaches and headaches that your client goes through, that owners of cleaning companies go through, but I'm going to know that, right? So really important, they won't tell you, hey, I only want someone that is a specialist, but I can't tell you how many people I've coached who go, oh my gosh, you only coach owners of cleaning companies. I didn't think I've had business coaches before and it just didn't work. And they get so excited. Your customers are the exact same way when they go, oh my gosh, I didn't know there's cleaners in our town that only did car dealerships. So they only did whatever. And that doesn't mean that's all you have to do, but you can certainly specialize in that, right? So we've got to make sure that we understand our customers are always asking themselves, is this guy for me? Am I in the right place? Does he understand me? And they're always going to be asking your customers that. So again, say you've got a client who is a gym and you're just, you know, Steve's cleaning company. Your competitor comes in who's like, you know, Phoenix small gym owner cleaning.com. Man, that's going to be tough for him not to take that account, right? Also, the kind of corollary to that, and this is what your customers get inherently, is, well, I can be the best at a broad niche, right? I don't have to specialize. I can be the best. That's just not true. I've said before, like, you know, I love Anthony Robbins, and he's a way better coach than I am. I would imagine. I mean, guys, phenomenal. But can he help coach your cleaning company as well as I can? I don't think he can, right? And it's not because I'm better or smarter. He's got way more experience than I do, but not with owners of cleaning companies, right? So you can, it's really hard to be the best in the world at a really broad niche, right? You want to be able to tell your people, I am the best in the world at making sure owners of car dealerships in Atlanta, Georgia, get what they want. They have their ups stay longer, their turns are shorter, the people stay in the dealership longer. I'm using industry lingo, and just by doing that, they're like, holy crap, this guy knows his stuff. So there's so much stuff that you get just by knowing that lingo, knowing what their pain is. You can have a conversation that's very different than all of your competition. So your customers will absolutely notice who you serve and what you know about them. And you can, if you want to be the best and really be transformative and really make a difference in people's lives. And why do this, right? I don't think very few of the people I talk to are in it for the money. I mean, obviously we want to make money, but we also want to serve and change the world. And why serve a bunch of people at a very low level when we can just be the best of the best of the best in your area? It's serving this one group of people and you can really change their lives. So that said, let's get to it, right? A lot of you guys believe I should just pick the best niche, right? That's why I kind of titled this to get attention of commercial or residential, because everyone asks me, which is it? Is it commercial or is it residential? Which is better? Well, the truth of the matter is there is no such thing as better. What you really need to do is get crystal clear what your goals are personally, right? For your business. Actually, we start with your life. What kind of money do you need to send your kids to school where you want to send them, to retire the way that you want to retire, to live in the house that you want to live in, to travel the way you want to travel? What kind of money do you need to provide that? A lot of people are like, oh, I just want to grow. I'll ask, what's your goal? And they're like, I don't want to be, you know, I can't tell you. I don't want to be, put a cap on it, right? The problem is without putting out a cap on it, you don't really have a goal. You don't know what you're doing. So you don't have to put a cap on yourself, but you want to at least start with how much money do I need to live the life that I want? How much time do I need to live that life, right? If you want to travel, that might look very different than if you want to be working all the time. So you've got to understand what life you want first. Then we reverse engineer a business that's going to be able to generate that life for you. And guess what? The business that does 200 residentials, you know, for $200 a month, that's $40,000 a month, is going to be very different than a commercial place that does 20 commercial businesses for $2,000 a month, same amount of revenue, just very different business model, very different look and feel in life. So really important that you start with what your goals are for your life, and then you kind of create your business for that, and then you kind of pick your clients based on what's going to get you there quickest. So just some easy stuff. Commercial, typically nights and weekends, right? You typically can't clean unless they need a day porter, which even then, if they need a day porter, they're almost always going to need nights and weekends. Most of your work's nights and weekends. Residential, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, typically, right? And that's another reason you want to do both, is because now you're working 24/7, right? You got your commercial crew Monday through Friday during the day. Hey, Heather, good to have you. And then you've got your commercial stuff nights and weekends. So it's, and is one of those better or worse? No, it's just what kind of lifestyle that you want. Typically, if you want to grow faster, it's a little easier with residential at the beginning, right? Because to pick up a $200 or $300 residential client isn't that big of a deal. It's really easy. You can pick up lots of them and pick them up quick. But it's harder to grow, right? If you want to be $1 million residential cleaning company, you need hundreds of clients, right? On the commercial side, it's harder to get a $2,000 or $3,000 a month client, but you might only need a couple dozen of them to build $1 million customer or $1 million business. Also, when do you want to work, right? Do you want to deal with lots of customers that it's kind of their home and their personal life? Or do you want to deal with fewer customers where it's a business to them, right? And they look at it as a business relationship as opposed to a personal relationship. And again, there's no right or wrong. Maybe you like having those personal relationships with the people that you clean for, and that's important to you, in which case that would be a kind of a point for residential. Maybe you're like, I don't care about any of this stuff. I don't want to draw much, I want to get paid. That might be commercial. So I guess the big short answer to commercial versus residential is answer one, it's commercial or residential. Pick your niche, only do the niche, serve deep as opposed to wide. and two, really understand a little bit of the nuance of the difference between them and focus on the one that's going to build you the life that you want. Don't just think, give me the right one. It's not the right one. It's the right one for you. So the good news is once you do have the right niche, you're clear on where you want to be in your business. That'll put you ahead of 90% of the people we work with. Once you're clear on where you want to be with your business and what you need from that, and you're clear on the best client to get you there, you're ahead of half of the people that we coach. That is huge. Just being able to serve a very specific group of people at a deep level, as opposed to superficially serve a larger group of people that you don't really understand, can be life-changing. It doesn't feel like much, doesn't look like much until you live it and you're like, holy crap, that's transformational. So if that's you and you're like, this is the kind of stuff I need. These are the concepts and the foundations I need to build my business. That's what we do all day, every day here at Grow My Cleaning Company. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now, you can sign up for a completely free on-demand training that will help you walk through the 5 shifts that you need to build your cleaning company. Because this is huge, starting with what customer you need, but there's other stuff, right? You can't just say, I wish we could just get it all in 20 minutes, but you can't. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, check out the absolutely free on-demand training we have that'll give you the 5 shifts you need to really build a foundation. And even there's a free gift at the end of that, which is amazing. We love serving owners of cleaning companies. We can't wait to serve you. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.